On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
3 men have been seriously hurt after falling through the roof of a factory in Umbilo. They were working on the structure at the property on Sydney Road when the roof caved in a short while ago. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find the men with injuries ranging from moderate to serious and immediately began stabilizing them at the scene. Once stabilized by advanced life support paramedics, the 3 men were then loaded into ambulances and were transported to nearby hospitals for the further care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the incident is unknown. However, all necessary were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Hospitality Association FIDASA believes a proposed tourism levy in Durban could be bad for business.
EFSA is a great tourism economy, not only in Durban, but in the entire province, was doing a lot better. It's something that we could actually maybe understand and maybe possibly support. But at the moment, tourism in this province and in Durban is still under pressure. It still hasn't recovered to any of the pre-COVID levels. And any further costs like this just makes business that much more difficult and probably going to lead to business closures.
Itagwini's Economic Development and Planning Committee has recommended that Durban Tourism do a feasibility study on introducing a tourism tax. The city says the proposed measure would fund efforts to market Durban as a top tourism destination. FIDASA's Brett Tange says while it can be fair, alternative ways to fund tourism in Itagwini must be explored.
At the moment, there has to be assistance from both sides, and that's why we have Durban Tourism and the KwaZulu-Natal Film and Tourism Board. Those entities are set up to promote the region and the city. They've got budget allocated from that or from rates in the city, and that's where the money needs to come out of.
The MK Party has marched to the union buildings demanding that individuals named by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi in his claims of corruption in the SAPS be arrested. The party's Gauteng spokesperson, Abel Tau, is among those leading the protest.
These are serious issues of national security, and for that reason we have since, as the MK Party, gotten to a point where we are convinced that President Ramaphosa is not fit to lead this nation and he must resign. We have made that call to him, to his office through our lawyers, and this is one of those messages that we'll be carrying through.
And Netflix is predicting it'll make more than expected for the rest of the year. Net income in the second quarter has risen 45%. The streaming giant says growth in advertising and subscribers, plus the weakening of the US dollar, means the company's overseas earnings are worth more. The top story this hour, 3 men have been seriously hurt after falling through the roof of a factory in Umbilo. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.